Anyway, I stood there with all the immense space around me in center field, and I felt as though I'd been swept off the face of the planet into space. I had a fight of desire to fling myself on the ground and cling to the earth.
And then there are dogs. I sat there in the house thinking of all the dogs that would attack me on my way to Chinatown. And I told myself, this is crazy. I'm not going. But at the same time, I knew I would go.
I knew I would go away,
you know, a stone will drop to the ground if you release it from your hand. I went to the cabinet in the den and took out the gift of my father. I wrapped it in aluminum foil and then wrapped it again with newspaper, scotch taping it all securely. Then I went down to the cellar and got the pants and shoes and jacket, and it took me at least a half hour to find the path, but I found a cap on the
Chinatown, and this cap is perfect, woolen, the kind that I can pull over my ears.
The intensity of its eyes and the way it stood there, implacable, blocking their path. There was something threatening about the dog. A sense of rules didn't apply, like encountering a crazy person and realizing anything could happen, anything was possible.
This is a head to go through, and I'm discouraged. I get discouraged very easily. That's why I need to talk to Amy. She refreshes my spirit. She makes me laugh. I love her. I reach the telephone booth after an endless walk, like in a dream when you can't reach your destination, and I look at my watch and I find out it's only 1:15. School doesn't end until 2:15. A family countenance. Amy said the important thing was to act natural, as if they belonged there, and always to act a little angry, a little impatient, because that always intimidated people. Sometimes she even asked the clerk for assistance. Hey, where are the sardines anyway? She demanded, annoyed at the store for hiding the sardines somewhere. That Amy. They had abandoned the carts all over the store and were delighted when a clerk went by, glanced at a cart, looked puzzled, and then continued on his way. But Amy wasn't content to end it all so casually. She insisted that all the carts be brought together in the last aisle where the fruits and the vegetables were displayed. They lined them up like soldiers at attention. Don't rush, act nonchalant, Amy cautioned. She pronounced nonchalant the French way without sounding the T.
Who am I? I am Adam Farmer. But who am I? I am Adam Farmer.
Who is Adam Farmer? He didn't know. His name might as well have been Kitchen Chair or Cellar Steps, with no constant to guide him by. Who am I? Adam Farmer. Two words, that's all. He was oozing perspiration, floating in his own body fluids, the pajamas soaked with sweat. Lie still, lie still, lie still, and the panic will pass. That's what they told him, and sometimes the panic passed. But now, at this moment, he was a raw wound, bleeding panic. The bedsheet a shroud, crazy. There was nothing else. There was nothing else.
To do but keep peddling. I approached the curve of coast for a moment, anticipating rescue there. But there is nothing. But there is only open fields. Assault with a dangerous weapon. They have turned the car into a weapon. I heard the car coming again. Not toward me as I expected. Motor by night time.
Time.
Time. Time. Tape. 0ZK009009000T-A. Are you feeling better? They say you refuse. They say you refuse. Are you better? Tape. 0ZK009009.
Grandfather, I'm alright, I say strength. I don't like to be flat on my back. I always sleep on my stomach. And I don't like to be confined or held down. My instinct then is to get up on my feet, flailing my arms, laying my arms, might try to hold me down, trying to hold me down. Take it easy, son. The man says, the man says,
actually, you know, maybe I should, you know, get some alcohol, some drugs. But I think of paddling all the way from paddling all the way to town, and I tell myself, hold on. I begin to say to myself, the silently matter me.
I say thank you, I appreciate it very much, he pats me on the shoulder and goes back to the car, and I look around for the drugstore, despite my stomach, my stomach hooks up, because it was only a short distance now to Chinatown.
At that moment,
Two boys in the cellar that day. And the ping pong ball, like a small.
Three nights later.
Father had worked late in the newspaper. He felt nervous, but he refused to give in to the needs.
Take your time. She is there. Part of your life. She will come.
And she did, of course.
Hey, funny about my mother. All my life, from the time I was just a little kid. About the other parts.
And then there's Grave. This Mr. Grave, or whatever he calls himself.
He's identified in the government as a number. Like someone who still stands. and hear the words coming from his mouth. He'll never get away.
But he will. His father had to get away. His legs moved towards his mother, and the mouth spoke. She's terminated. He didn't hear the words, and not where to hear them.
You must not withdraw.
Can you respond?
Are you able to respond? 5-second intervals. T, lift your hand if you can respond. 30-second intervals. T, let the record show. No response. N, T, O, Z, K, 015. I turn the corner and I'm in Chinatown. I pedal along, refreshed at the ease of the cool morning. Chinatown is deserted, not a soul in sight, as if everyone has been wiped out by a science fiction holocaust.
I am Jeremy Spooks Todd. I am the cheese.